This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 2 or 3 weeks ago. The name of the company is Carbon Meta Technologies, Inc. They trade on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol COWI. With us today is the CEO. He's going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Lloyd Spencer. Lloyd, welcome to the show.
Well, great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You know, before we get started with the Q&A, give my listeners just a little bit of an about statement. Who are you guys and what do you do?
Carbon Meta Technologies is a research and development group that is working on environmental technologies to do things like take waste products, like, for example, plastic waste, and as well as construction waste, and to build products out of that, make value-added products out of that.
Wow. You know, you just put out a press release. You just announced that Carbon Meta Technologies subsidiary, joint venture subsidiary, Carbon Meta Green Building Materials, won a $6 million solar power project. And I believe the last 6 months, your revenues were only around $69,000. You guys got to be very excited about that.
We really are. It's been a very long time coming. It's been probably 2 years of very hard work here. We had put together these earthcrete pavers, and these are using, I'll call it, waste materials from mining and from construction products. And when we did that, we were approached by a group called Salvum and Salvum Corporation, and they wanted us to build these earthcrete pavers. And along the way, we also had the ability to deliver the solar panels they were also looking for. So it was a great win. It started with pavers, and it actually grew into the solar panels. And I'm very pleased to say this is one project of many coming down the pike.
So let me understand this. You guys are currently making solar panels. Is that correct?
We are working with two companies abroad who are building solar panels, and we are importing those, and we are testing them and working with Salvum.
And the Earthcreek pavers, are you guys manufacturing them or just distributing them?
No, we are actually going to be manufacturing those. This is a material that was developed probably about 2 years ago, and that we went ahead and we further refine the process. In fact, if you look back at one of our press releases, we had done some testing in Saudi Arabia where we not only just tested the strength of it, but also verified that these pavers actually absorb carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. So the benefit for this project is, and in fact, the reason that Silt Energy Development wanted to work with us, was that not only could we bring the solar panels to the table, but we could also bring these pavers that would absorb carbon dioxide, and they're actually carbon dioxide negative or carbon negative.
And I assume that these pavers, this is what the solar panels sit on, is that correct?
Yeah, the solar panels come with a frame, and they needed to be weighted down or they need to be anchored, and it's exactly what they're used for.
Awesome.
We're looking at about, I think, 45,000 of these pavers and about 24,000 solar panels. It's a pretty big project. It's about 14 megawatts.
And what does a paver go for?
Anywhere between $5 to $10 a piece.
Gotcha. You know, when I hear the name Carbon Meta Green Buildings Materials, I have visions of a company that makes products that benefit the environment. Earthcreek is one such product mentioned on your website. My question to you is, what can we expect from Carbon Meta Green Building Materials in the future?
Yep. Yeah, so we are, aside from delivering these products that we're doing here, we are certainly looking at other products in the building industry that can take waste products. And, for example, there's one group we're talking with right now, a company we're talking with, where they are manufacturing wallboard that uses waste products. And so we're looking at productizing something like that. We're also looking at other materials, things like, for example, plastics that can be incorporated. So waste plastics, I should say, that can be incorporated in building materials.
2 years ago, you guys launched Carbon Meta Technologies and announced that the company is working with some remarkable technologies, as you just mentioned. And it's all related to environmental substantially, and you want to change the climate. And believe me, green emissions is a huge thing up on Capitol Hill. That being said, tell us more about the company's direction and what do you think you guys can accomplish here in, say, 2023?
Yeah. So you saw, we did some work and are still doing some work here with Oxford University and with an energy company in Europe. And what we're doing here is taking waste plastic, and we are using a microwave catalysis process. It's like essentially putting waste plastic in your microwave, only with some catalysts that are iron catalysts. And what those do is they generate hydrogen. So that's one of the things we're looking at, is to take various carbon products like waste plastic, in another case, even methane, and extracting the hydrogen off that, so you can use that for the coming hydrogen economy. But as well, you can take the carbon products that come out of that. So, for example, we were able to extract iron carbide, and we're looking at what kind of carbon products we can also get out of that, like carbon nanotubes and perhaps even graphene, so that you can use those for the battery industry. So smart batteries are going to be needing all kinds of products like graphene and carbon nanotubes. So we're trying to not only absorb carbon dioxide in the form of these pavers, but also to help generate hydrogen, so it further reduces dependence on fossil fuels, and at the same time clean up the waste plastics and the other wastes that are out there, the other carbon wastes, and then turn those into products that take the carbon out of the environment. So really, you're right. It's benefiting the environment both from the air and also from plastics in the water and in the ground.
Before I let you go, can we go back to your press release that you mentioned about winning a $6 million solar project? Is that over a year, 3 years, 5 years? What time span is that?
Yeah, that's over 1 year. So this project is slated to begin in May, and it's supposed to be operational by the fourth quarter. So yeah, we're on a very short time frame, but it's all very doable.
Lloyd, I'm going to give you the last word here. What is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's interview?
Yeah, I would say that it has certainly been a very long and arduous path to get to where we are now. It's been two very long years. But the process of getting the research and development up and going with Oxford, the process of getting the research and development up and going with these papers, has been well worth the path, and well worth the trip, I should say. So I'm happy to say that we're finally getting to the point of realizing revenues this year, and especially with the additional projects coming up with some additional solar farms, and moreover, seeing us finally get this plastics to carbon and hydrogen process commercially viable, it's going to be finally generating the revenues that we all expected even 2 years ago.
My guest today has been Lloyd Spencer. He is the CEO of Carbon Meta Technologies, Inc. Look him up. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol COWI. Market cap's around $2.4 million. He just mentioned that they got a contract for $6 million. You do the math. I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you come back. We didn't scare you off too bad, and you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I look forward to that, and I look forward to talking with your audience as well.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.